Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from guitarist Jorma Kalkanen. We just heard Embryonic Journey from the second Jefferson Airplane album, Surrealistic Pillow, on RCA Records. There has been a great deal of excitement about the 50th anniversary of the Monterey Pop Festival. There have been multiple screenings of the classic film, and it really rings true with me. I was 15 years old in 1967, and I was quite enchanted by the so-called Summer of Love. And the film and the music performed at the festival were very instrumental in forming my musical taste to this very day. The film portrays the rock side of the festival, but many of the performers were influenced by acoustic music. On this week's program, we'll hear some acoustic music from some of the players. We'll open with John Phillips, who along with Lou Adler was the producer of the event. Long before forming the Mamas and the Papas, John was a member of the folk pop band The Journeymen, along with Scott McKenzie. We'll open the program with Wagoner's Lad from The Journeymen, and follow that with Scott's classic song, which set the scene for that magical summer. Here's John Phillips and Scott McKenzie and their group The Journeymen on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine as we celebrate the folk music side of the Monterey Pop Festival.
And them that don't like it can leave me alone. come sit here beside me for as long as you can. I can't sit beside you, I can't leave my home. Then fare ye well, darling, I'm riding alone. Pulling away, pulling away. His wagons are loaded, he's
morning she hitched a ride down to Louisville, holding on to $100 bill. Dressed herself like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she looked good like a lady. Do it to me, James.
And the Mississippi River runs like molasses in the summertime.
Wrong, takes a lot to please me. Bird animal. As he did a load on the beat, she said, yeah. So I said, I like your drink. Swamps all around make you feel kind of funny, don't they, honey? Crossed her legs and looked at me funny.
Get down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing. Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.
What you're doing.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.
What you're doing.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.
Like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she'll be like a lady.
And the Mississippi River runs like molasses in the summertime.
And me, you know, I don't hold my mind. Sipping on the beer in Bourbon Street, and I'm sitting here. Don't get me wrong, it takes a lot to please me. Everybody's pleased. Swamps all around make you feel kind of funny. Don't they, honey? She crossed her legs, looked at me funny.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing. Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.
John Phillips recorded back in 1969 from his solo recording, John the Wolf King of L.A. That was Mississippi. Still love that tune. That's been reissued on Verez Saraband Records. And before that, in this set that we're listening to of John Phillips-inspired music, we heard Mamas and the Papas with 1230, Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. All about Laurel Canyon. That could be my very favorite Mamas and Papas tune. And before that, we heard from Scott McKenzie and a tune written by John. We heard San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. I never really noticed all the percussion in the background. It sounds like they're shaking beads or something. Scott McKenzie, San Francisco is on Sony Music. And we let off that set with The Journeyman and Wagoner's Lad. Journeymen were John Phillips, Scott McKenzie, and Dick Weissman. That's from the Capitol Collectors series. We are listening to the acoustic music side of the Monterey Pop Festival. And long before Jerry Garcia formed the Grateful Dead, he played at a band called the Heart Valley Drifters. Back in 1962, they went to the radio station at Stanford University, and they made some recordings. Here's Pig in a Pen from the Heart Valley Drifters on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Mm-hmm. sunring. Get your old gray barn on, sweet little Aspen. I got a pig at home in a pen, corn to feed him on. All I need is a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. Biscuits, baby, bake them good and round. When you get them biscuits, bake for a lamb to plant. I got a pig at home in a pen, corn to feed him on. All my needs for a little girl, feed him when I'm gone.
the black ball line. Clear away the track and let the Bojan run. Tell me now, are you most done? Heave away, haul away. Every day we're closer to home. Clear away the track and let the Bojan run. Well, tell me now, are you bound to go? Heave away, haul away. Off to Greenland where there's ice and snow. And let the Bojan run. Tell me now, are you bound to sail? Heave away, haul away. Off to Greenland to catch the whale. Clear away the track and let the Bojan run. Say, heave away, haul away. In another week, we'll get more pay. Clear away the track and let the Bojan run. Tell me now, are you most done? Heave away, haul away. Every day we're closer to home. Clear away the track and let the Bojan run. Well, the smartest clipper you could find. Heave away, haul away. Margaret Evans on the black ball line. Clear away the track and let the bull shine run.
chestnut brown canary, ruby throated sparrow, sing a song.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1731. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme music comes from Jorma Kaukonen, and we just heard Jorma along with his buddy Jack Cassidy on that very first Hot Tuna recording from back in September of 1969. We heard a tune called Belly Shadow that was recorded live at the New Orleans House in Berkeley, California. That's on RCA Records. Apparently that tune was supposed to have lyrics, but they never got around to it. And before that, we heard from Stephen Stills. He had just finished up a session with Judy Collins. And he went to the engineer at the session and asked him if he would stick around. And he paid him a couple $100. And he said, just roll tape. And he made demos of a lot of the tunes that ended up on that very first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album. And of course, we heard Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, written all about Judy Collins. That's on Just Roll Tape on Rhino Records. And before that, we heard Judy Collins from her third album. We heard The Bullgine Run. And she was accompanied there by Roger McGuinn, who at that point was still Jim McGuinn on the banjo. He was her musical director. That's on Elektra Records. And of course, he was the head bird. And before that, we heard from the Hillmen, which were made up of Chris Hillmen on the mandolin, Vern Gostin on the guitar, Rex Gostin on the bass, and Don Parmley on the guitar as well. And we heard their take on The Ranger's Command from a reissue that was released on Sugar Hill Records a few years ago. That was recorded late 1963, early 1964. And we let off that set with the Heart Valley Drifters, made up of Jerry Garcia, David Nelson, Robert Hunter, from a recording made at KZSU Radio at Stanford University in 1962. We heard Pig in a Pen from the Heart Valley Drifters. That's on Folk Time on ATO Records. We are listening to the acoustic Monterey Pop this week, and it's really hard to find some acoustic music for Jimi Hendrix, but I found one. Hear My Train A-Comin' from Jimi Hendrix, The Blues Collection on Sony Records. Here's Jimmy on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. Lil Lucille, she moved to Kansas City. She moved to Kansas City. She had moved. People where they don't allow you. I said, just like the Arab told the Jew. He said, you don't like me, buddy. I sure don't like you. Move him out. Move him out. I move him out to Kansas City where they don't allow you. I got a pretty little woman. I didn't see her in years. She said, hey, Mike, you have stripped all your gear. Ship you out. Oh. She move him out to Kansas City where they don't allow you.
Janis Joplin recorded in, I think, 1963 in Austin, Texas, and rumor has it that Yorma was playing guitar behind her. That's Careless Love from the soundtrack of the documentary on Janis Joplin called Little Girl Blue. That's on Sony Records. Janis Joplin with Careless Love. And before that, we heard from Michael Bloomfield from his recording Celebrating the Blues and the tune Kansas City. Michael was at Monterey with his band The Electric Flag. That's on Music Avenue Records from Michael Bloomfield, Celebrating the Blues. And we let off that set with Jimi Hendrix and an acoustic tune, one of the few that he ever recorded, Hear My Train A-Comin'. And that's collected on the Blues CD from Sony Legacy from Jimi Hendrix. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Monterey Pop by listening to some acoustic performers who were part of the festival. And one of them that completely surprised me was the inclusion of a woman named Beverly Cutner. You may know her as Beverly Martin, who made a couple recordings with her then-husband John Martin. But she was singing in England, and Paul Simon, who had something to do with the festival, suggested that she come to America and got her on the show. This is from John and Beverly Martin's recording The Road to Ruin, and one of Beverly's tunes called Primrose Hill. Here's Beverly Martin on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
We went to see the sun go down on Primrose Hill. The Sunday evening sun go down on Primrose Hill. Never could be anything else. Never should be anything else. 'Cause I like that kind of life. I like that kind of life. Never thinking too far ahead. Hanging high, I fall to bed. That's the only kind of life. Just the pictures in your room. Smell the roses' sweet perfume. And while you're around, you've got to hear this tune. And all those groovy guys. And all those groovy guys. See the sun go down on Primrose Hill. The Sunday evening sun go down on Primrose Hill. Never could be anything else. Never should be anything else. 'Cause I like that kind of life. I like that kind of life. Do you like that kind of life? Do you like that kind of life? Do you like that kind of life?
And when I die, to carry on. I'm not
be near. If it's peace you find in dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on, to carry on. My troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living room that my dying will tell. So don't mind, dying will tell you.
Still one of my favorite songs, 805 from Moby Grape. They also played at Monterey Pop. They had just released their first album at that point, which was just a dandy one. That's from their best of collection called Vintage, the very best of Moby Grape on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, Lauren Nero also appeared at Monterey Pop. And we heard from her recording made in 1966. Recording was released as the first songs when it was finally released. We heard in When I Die from Lauren Nero. That's from Stoned Soul Picnic, the best of Lauren Nero as well on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with Beverly Cutner. You may know her as Beverly Martin, who sang for many years with the late John Martin, her husband. We heard From the Road to Ruin. We heard one of her tunes called Primrose Hill. She was actually a friend of Paul Simon's, and if you listen to Fakin' It, there's a little sort of vignette in the middle, a little play in the middle, and there's a young woman's voice, an English woman's voice, in that particular recording of Simon and Garfunkel. That's Beverly Cutner, soon to be Beverly Martin. That's From the Road to Ruin. That's been reissued on Island Remasters from John and Beverly Martin. Hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of Monterey Pop by listening to some of the acoustic music from the folks who played there. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1731.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all